riffraff.
Tour a little help.
Riffraff.
Big riff.
Well, hello everyone. This is another attempt at a riffraff podcast. I'm Hans, and with me today is a man who's just been waiting for a chance to tell you how his name is pronounced. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Hey guys. So on the website, I write under the name Ansemhide, which is a Dutch name, and yeah, I recorded an MP3 because Roll debugged me about it so much. And I just like dropped it in Discord one day. Yeah, I picked that name. It's like a username I've used since I was like maybe a teenager and never really thought through like, oh, somebody might have to pronounce this one day.
Yeah, it does sound teenagery.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely me being moody because it means loneliness or like isolation for people who don't know what the hell we're talking about. Yeah, usually people just call me like Eanz or Eanzy on Discord though, because it's a little easier.
Yeah, it's what we've been doing when we've been playing.
So yeah, and I think actually this is the first thing I ever bugged you about on Discord, Hans, was getting Riffraff back together. So
that's true. Yeah, I remember. I seem to remember you saying that's the actual reason you joined the server.
Yes. Yeah.
And now, barely, what, a year later or something, we're finally getting around to it. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I was like, wow. So.
So it's been that long since I recorded with Roly.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, man. Time is a fuck, especially especially recently.
Yeah, seriously.
But,
I think it was 18 months ago is when the last one came out.
Holy fuck.
So listeners can expect that kind of, you know, cadence going forward, I think.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it on Discord, and there's a lot of people who are interested in doing it, actually. So I don't know how it's going to be going forward. Might be completely different hosts. Or
hopefully third time's the charm. So.
Yeah, we might bring a third person in, although it's going to complicate the recording even more. I'm already struggling as it is. The ass backwards solutions. Well,
yeah.
But we shall see. So you probably know what this is. It's the Riffraff podcast where we have a selection of songs for you. Eanzy is gonna start with his because he's got kind of a theme going on, whereas I'm sort of just loosely picked newish stuff that I liked. Because you're going to you dare to go to a festival in the near future.
I know. Yeah, in Florida, no less, which is like the state for people who aren't from the U.S. that keeps changing the rules on whether or not they can force people to be vaccinated for things. So as of right now, everybody that goes has to be vaccinated, which is why I'm actually still going. But it's basically a 3-day like music festival with stuff from everything from like I would say like ska punk to all the way to like power violence type stuff. The lineup's been all over the place because of COVID. Baroness is going to be there, like, randomly, like, stuff like that. But bravely or stupidly, going there the next weekend. So I figured these are a couple bands, or I picked out a couple bands you wouldn't normally hear on or read about much on the website. And thought we could listen to them, and then when my emo-y-ish stuff is over, we can get into Hans.
Yeah. All right. So for these first couple of songs, imagine a lone Dutchman wandering festival grounds. Are you going alone, or are you taking someone?
I'm going alone. I'm meeting up with some friends there.
Okay.
One of my friends' bands is playing, so like meet up with them on Saturday morning. It'll be very like you can still think about it that way though. That it's just like one lone man wandering the
emptiness. I mean, going to shows alone is already weird. Like going to a whole festival is a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely ran through my head.
All right, let's get to it. This is No Man or New Man as they spell it. New Man as New Man with the song SOS. Here we go.
I'm sorry.
right, that was SOS by No Man. I'm digging the energy, I gotta say, coming in hot with the lady singer bringing the energy. I like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's part of the reason I picked this song. I like it's like clearly kind of an in your face kind of hardcore punk song, but they just kind of don't let up for the duration and dive right in, and that's what I guess hardcore was supposed to be about. I don't know anymore.
But, what even is hardcore? What is, like?
Yeah, exactly.
You say hardcore, and like three different people will think you're talking about three different things.
Yeah, but no, I like this band. This is one of the more like I would say more metal sounding, as in like less ska punk sounding bands that'll be at Fest. And so I tried to pick from the closer to the metal end of the spectrum, I guess. I'm kind of familiar with this band. I know I'd listened to this album, the one before it. They used to be part of, I think all the members used to be part of a different band called Majority Rule, which is like a screamo band that lived for like 3 years and then went away. As screamo bands tend to do.
Arguably, more bands should, because a lot of them stick around for way too long.
Yeah, right. That's the other extreme. But they, Majority Rule did a lot of like high profile stuff with the screamo community that was there to get, who's like those bands were together back then, like Page 99, City of Caterpillar. So it has a lot of the like emo violence influence, and I think that's part of why I like it.
Yeah. It's like the second, well, almost the second half, I think, is a bit too slow for my case, for my taste, but it's still got that like thick kind of wall of sound almost, so it's still kind of stomping you, so that's nice. And the reverb on the vocals, that's always a plus for me.
Yeah,
I love that.
Definitely.
So that probably gonna be fun. So looking forward.
Yeah, definitely hope so, and hope I don't get hurt during the part where it breaks down and goes slow.
Oh yeah, that's oh my god, video from one of the few, I think probably the only hardcore show I was ever at. I still have video from the crowd, and there's a guy literally doing cartwheels. It's it's so great. Actually enjoyed the music, but I did my best to stay far away from the pit. Like,
I think majority of hardcore fans do that too. Like, you'll notice like that part of the pit is like enough space for like 100 people, but there's usually only 3 in there. So
I went to, that's another I guess hardcore, or maybe it's more crossover, Siberian Meat Grinder, you know them? Mm-hmm. I went to a show, and there was like this half circle in front of the stage with a big empty space, like no one was really moshing, just like 2 or 3 people. And when the show was over, one of them climbed on stage and started whining about how he like, oh, I came so far for the show, and the Hamburg hardcore scene has disappointed me, because nobody was because nobody was moshing, I guess. It was really funny.
He really wanted somebody to break his nose that night.
Yeah, I guess,
and
so.
Hamburg did not oblige.
Yeah. Sad. Sad.
Yeah, he should have sent out an SOS. sorry, guys. Bad puns are, like, I think, a specialty of mine, and I think something Hans also likes a lot of as well.
That is also true, yeah. More reason to be ashamed. yeah. Anything more on those guys, or...?
No, I might have more to say if I get sent to the hospital when I see him, but just excited to get to go to, you know, go to a show and see him.
Next band is like these guys I've actually heard of. I still don't know how to pronounce the band name though. Is it Torch or Torsh or
Torchy? I'm not sure either. I only know how to pronounce like stuff in Dutch. If it's not in Dutch, I'm just as lost as everybody else, right? I think it's Torsh or Torch.
Yeah.
I'm not sure even the band might know. this is a heavier, like, sludgier... I don't know if you're, like, familiar with them much at all.
Well, let's listen to it, and then we'll get to that.
Okay, yeah.
Here we go with Barrier Hammer by however they're pronounced. We'll be right back. right, that was presumably Torsh. That was a heavy as fuck song for the for large parts, I thought. Because I have heard a little bit from them, like Meanderthal was the album, which is like two records before this one, I think. And I saw that they since have a new singer or a second singer, which I guess does vocals on this track.
Yeah, no, it's I think the other vocals are from one of the other guitar players. So it's like the main singer who plays guitar as well, and then that they've had like some rotating guitar players, and I think the vocals are from that guy. So he only did it for like a couple albums for them, but that's part of what I liked about it. And I kind of like that back and forth with different vocal sounds and styles, I guess, in the song in general.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a bit. I think I've always seen them described as a sludge band, but this is probably the first track I've heard where I would really say, yeah, that's pretty sludgy. And even in some places, it's like, it reminds me of like stoner doom stuff, like Conan or something. Like with that middle part where it's just like hammering, that's really sick, incredibly thick bass tone. That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the tone that they have just on this whole album. And I mean, yeah, I said sludge like right before it started. I don't know. It's like one of those words that people, you know, at least give people a point of reference, but like, I don't really put them in the same sludge category as like, you know, Crowbar or I Hate God or anything. They're not going for that kind of sound.
Yeah.
But they're still trying to be heavy as fuck. So that's what I really liked about it.
Since Baroness came up earlier, I think they were also called sludge, like at least early on. And I remember reading a review on this incredibly shoddy website where the guy was basically just outraged that they were called sludge, because I guess to him the term meant stuff like I Hate God and bands like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it's like I don't know, whatever you want to call them, then if it's not sludge, it's a genre that nobody's come up with a name for yet that sounds a lot like sludge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so. Genres also a fuck. That's the name.
Yeah.
Everything is a fuck. Time, genres.
Music.
Yeah.
Just all of it.
Podcasts, fuck them.
Yeah, especially podcasts.
So yeah, overall, much, much heavier sound than I had expected, or that much, much heavier than I know from them, and
not very characteristic for the festival either, which is kind of why I was a bit surprised that they got invited. I mean, Baroness is there, but Baroness got added after these guys, so I was kind of like pleasantly surprised when I saw that they were on the bill. So,
Cool. So, yeah. So next band is I've heard the name, but I always thought they were kind of a noise rock band for some reason, which I don't think this is. It's Slow Fire Pistol, and one was called Sanctioned Killing. There you go. Alright, Sanctioned Killing by Slow Fire Pistol. I've listened to it 2 times beforehand, and I forgot to take notes each time. But I do remember, though, that there's a pretty cool middle part where it kind of goes back to the quieter guitar that's also in the intro, and with a really cool drum beat. That's kind of the part I liked, but overall this is probably... It veers even more into screamo territory than No Man.
Yeah, I would say pretty solidly in the screamo territory. Even like the kind of like slower interlude where you change the drum beat and stuff, kind of at least among more modern screamo bands, is not like a trend, but it's like a musical motif that they use a lot. So this is a band that's going to be there. I also picked this band because they're a local band. So yeah, they're in Atlanta. I've seen them play once. Years ago, and I didn't know who they were, and I was kind of like, oh yeah, that was okay, because it was like when they were making their demo. But since then, they just recorded a live album live in Atlanta, surprise. Have done splits with like Portrayal of Guilt and I think other bands that I would put in the same kind of like that seem to sound similar to me, where it's like screamo but can also like veer off into darker, like crusty almost places. Not necessarily this song, but this is also much more characteristic of the stuff that'll be at Fest, because of the whatever 80 bands that are going to be there. But yeah, I'm going to try to see them live.
Nice.
So
what's up with screamo? What's your? Because this is like the second band in this vein that you've exposed me to. The first being like Death Goals, which I wrote about in the last Bump and Grind. So what's your history?
I don't know. It's like a Well, so I hated screamo in high school or whatever, because I would just hear like the stuff on be like, I guess what they would call MTV screamo or whatever, like bands like Thursday or The Used or The Bled, one of those two, maybe both. Just like that, I guess then it was all very like, it sounded like really simplified metalcore with like some dude kind of shouting very like high pitched in the background. And turned me off to it at first, but then I guess years later or after I graduated, I found like that there's a whole sort of underground type of screamo emo violence or whatever that kind of evolved alongside grindcore in the US in the 90s, and I started to dig really deep into that, and I'm like, okay, this is the stuff I actually like. Yeah, so it's like Orchid is one really, I guess, my archetypal example. And so they would do splits with like Pig Destroyer in like the mid 90s and stuff. So it was very much more closer to grindcore. And then I kind of got interested in that, hooked on that. And I don't know. I also like music that has like a very, like sort of wears its heart on its sleeve, I guess, if it's going to do anything.
Cool. Yeah.
And this is very much that kind of music. Some people hate that kind of music and I don't begrudge them. I can also see why people would find that maybe really annoying. But yeah, there's like a group of writers, Toilet of Hell fans, that we informally called the Scrams Fam. On Discord, that are in the Scream one. So that's kind of, I guess, the story. I guess so. I've been, you know, built off of that. I've just been kind of looking for whatever the modern version of Orchid or Page 99, those types of bands are. So
yeah, I think I'm. I tend to be one of those people that doesn't like it when the music is that, vulnerable. That was one of my big issues with nu metal, which then, of course, led to me insisting that Slipknot and Korn were not nu metal, but something else. I don't know. That Death Coast record was pretty cool, and there was this German band called Alpinist, which I guess it was also kind of screamo, and I liked their record. I think it's on Bandcamp, but you can't buy it for some reason. It's bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's an interesting genre to poke around in. Like, I don't know. Usually, since we've been kind of showing a lot of the other writers just random one-off screamo songs, some more people have like warmed to it. I think Roldy mentioned at his current job that his boss showed him some screamo band, and he's like, you know, I'm really starting to like this song now.
What a kiss ass.
Yeah. clearly that was the reason. He just wanted to get promoted. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a genre that's like deeper than what most people think and easily gets overlooked because of that. So.
Okay, so that's a little section of the lineup at what it's just called the Fest.
It's very cleverly just called Fest.
Fest. Not even the. Okay.
It might be called the Fest. I don't know. Like, all the signs just say Fest, though. So yeah.
Okay. Can't decide if that's.
That's Florida for you, dude. Like.
So with the. That I guess was the first half, and now we're getting to my picks. The first one of which is 1000 Bone Cylinder Explosion. I don't know what's up with that name. I think there should be a plural in there somewhere, but there isn't. And yeah, this is a band I found on Facebook because apparently the guy who's behind it paid for sponsored posts, so it got suggested to me, and I didn't know what to make of it because the album cover doesn't exactly give anything away. It's just like the name and the album title scrawled on like crumpled paper, and that's it. And it's, okay, yeah, but I gave it a listen. And,
yeah.
So this is one of the tracks that highlights the perhaps more whimsical side of the music. Let's get into it. This is what the fuck is it called? It's Aporia by Silly Batman.
We'll be right back.
So, yeah, what the fuck was that? The music is kind of like for most of the album is like this mix of like mostly thrash and black metal, but like kind of dense, where I don't know what to call it. Maybe some death metal in there as well. But then, yeah, it's got these little silly bits. Like, it reminds me a little bit of Devin Townsend sometimes with the weird choirs that come up here and there in this song as well. And then this little, I guess, acoustic. You called it a ska part with the fucking clap in it.
Yep.
It kills me every time. It's I like that a lot.
Like I imagined, like somebody in corpse paint, like pulling out a fedora or whatever, and like putting it on in that part.
But yeah, there's a bit more of that throughout the album, which it's worth a spin, definitely. I thought it was overall a little too long, the whole thing. Like I listened to it two or three times, and every time at some point I was like, oh, this is still going, huh? Mm. Okay, so I don't know, could use some trimming, but. I know very little about this. It just kind of, as I said, I found it on Facebook. The guy, the Bandcamp bio just said it's prog metal, probably, maybe, I don't know. So the guy doesn't know a lot about it either, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, he just like closes his eyes and the music comes out, I guess. No, I like fans that are like willing to like experiment in ways where that. They can like maybe even fail or make something that sounds kind of silly or whatever. When they do make stuff that doesn't, I don't know, make you giggle or something in the middle of it, it usually sounds pretty good in my experience. So,
yeah, silliness can definitely backfire. Like the whole, I mean, see pirate metal, but
yes,
just like the entirety of it. But this kind of works. Like I said, kind of reminds me of Devin Townsend, who's just, you know, who just makes it work because he's so, I don't know, charismatic, I guess.
Yeah, this is like Devin Townsend with like maybe a tenth of the charisma, but you know, they can build that over time.
Like a tenth of the vocal ability, but still. Now we're just shitting on this guy.
Now okay, he's gonna be like, well, you and Hans make an album, and we're just. That it's going to be Riff Raff attempt number 4 in a year and a half. No.
Oh, yeah.
I like that they're willing to experiment and come up with like a weird band name that clearly tells you that they're into it. So,
yeah.
Cool.
Next up, we got a relatively recent release. It came out this Friday. It's Phantom Fire, which, let's just get into it. It's an interesting song, I think. So, this is. Sweet Jezebel by Phantom Fire.
Turn to die.
So that was Sweet Jezebel, and we had a kind of a ska part in the previous song, and I think this song has a skank beat. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah.
Like with the with the ride symbol going along, it's kind of cool.
Something close to one, yeah, definitely. It's got a groove to it.
Yeah, because the first, like, there were like three preview tracks when I found this on the Tuesday list, and the first one I was just like, oh yeah, it's like black and roll kind of thing. But then this one kind of brought in some interesting ideas. I thought, like, that aforementioned skank beat and the weird the middle part with the with the with the synth where the guitar starts going kind of wild, and it's like, ah, it's cool. This is like a little bit outside of the box.
Yeah, especially for like something in black and roll, which I feel like is a genre that's kind of been seen it grow a ton.
Not exactly, no. It's like, yes, what was it, Rebel Extravaganza or whatever from Satyricon, where they kind of came up with that shit, and then it's been that ever since.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Or I guess some of the newer Darkthrone stuff could be counted into the genre as well.
I just filed Darkthrone in its own folder in my head, like.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I mean, they deserve it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Unfortunately, though, the reviewer on the Bandcamp page is kind of right. Metal Eric, who writes, he really liked the first three songs and Feed on Fire, which is a later track on the album. And I agree that those are the best, and the rest is a little like the fourth, the song right after this one is like, it's got a lot of spooky synth. It sounds like an interlude track, but then it just keeps going and going and going. And at some point, some like doom riff comes in. There's not a lot of vocals, and that's fine, kind of. Except that it's a little bit too long. But then it goes into the next song, which is like a super quiet intro and a super slow burn. Like again, this doomy number, which is totally different from. Yeah, from those first three tracks, and it's kind of just kind of weird. I don't know. So
yeah.
Overall, it just gets to a point where the whole thing doesn't gel anymore for some reason. I mean, again, like we've just said, it's cool when bands try out different shit, but this is a little. I don't know.
I can see that. It's like they hooked you, and then they're just like, "All right, now time to push all the doomy shit." That's what it sounds like. That doesn't seem like the right way to write an album.
Yeah.
But I don't want to get a complaint. So
space that shit out a little. Put more synth in the other tracks, like, even it out. That would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But still, I recommend giving that a go, because those other four tracks, at the very least, are fucking dope.
And it's called The Bust of Beelzebub? Is this like he's like busting his head open or something? I'm looking at the.
I don't know. The cover art doesn't seem to have anything with anything.
It looks like he's pounding on a table.
Yeah, I mean, Goldie's gonna like this. It's like a weird, weird insect man. Yes. So. I don't know. The Bust of Beelzebub.
Okay. Like when I first read it, I heard like a bust like in a museum in my head or something.
Yeah, I thought so too. But then why would that be the cover? I don't know.
Just to mislead you.
Maybe Beelzebub is getting busted.
Yeah.
Who knows? But yeah, I'd still recommend giving that a go and maybe keeping them on your radar, see what they do in the next record. That's never a good sign when you're like, this is cool. I really want to hear what they do next. It's like, this isn't quite there yet. I had that with the last Full of Hell. Like, this is finally taking it in an interesting direction. Now, on the next one, maybe you're there.
Well, with Full of Hell, they just, like, we're just like, oh, you like the direction we're going in, huh? And then just, like, took a hard right. And then just, like...
Now it's all trumpets now.
Yeah. It's just a Merzbow record. Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully these guys have learned.
All right, we have one more song for you, and then we're out of here, I guess. So this next one is... I haven't even written down the title. That's brilliant. I'm so well prepared. Next one is Kevin Womb. Yes, this is actually the newest of all my picks, because this isn't even out yet. It'll be out in December. This is a split of Kevin Womb and Noxus. Kevin Womb is a totally new band, apparently, whereas Noxus already had a pretty cool EP I want to say last year. Rotted Life is the label, and if you know your death metal, then you know, you've probably heard of them. This, like, in the same vein as Maggot Stomp, this really caveman death metal. But I think this one has some interesting spins to it. So let's get to that. This is Kaleidoscopic Abyss by Kevin Woom.
Thank you.
All right, that was Mr. Kevin Womb with Kaleidoscopic Abyss. It starts out really doomy, which is not something I usually like much, but then it kind of picks up and gets some really cool groove to it, which the other two tracks of them on the split have as well, although they're generally more on the slow side, but still, it's like almost a bit of a hardcore sound, and there we have that term again. I mean, like breakdowns in hardcore, you know?
Yeah. I heard I guess if you want to call it a breakdown in that song, or like interlude or whatever.
Yeah.
I like, you know, this is like, dare I call it like OSDM revival that I still find interesting, I guess, because most of that stuff is pretty just like washes over me and I don't
for sure, yeah.
Like notice. That.
Yeah.
But this seemed kind of in the same, I don't know, wheelhouse, but it kept my attention because they did a lot more with the music. It wasn't just like, oh, let's be Morbid Angel for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. That whole middle part, I thought, had some pretty cool riffs and some pretty creative drumming, so which is always something I listen for, like more than guitars even.
Mm-hmm. I'm a dirty guitar nerd. So guitars are like the first thing I hear, just because it's the one I understand the most, I guess, as far as what's going on with instruments.
Do you play or?
Yeah, I've been playing since I was like, I don't know, 14 to like 16-ish years, I guess, at this point.
Nice.
Not improving over 16 years, but functionally able to play.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's the stuff that like pops out to me, I guess, because I'm familiar with it. But like, I've been trying a lot more to listen to like drum beats and bass, and I find that it's much more enjoyable for me because I'm not just listening to like the melody of the song, which is... Yeah, so I like this. You could kind of take it all in, and it wasn't just like a bunch of insane technical guitar stuff or a bunch of just like chugs that make your brain slowly lose IQ points. and I loved the song name, Kaleidoscopic Abyss.
Oh, yeah.
It just like it felt like a word that when I read it, it had like a very visual impact, like, but I couldn't figure out what it would actually look like or something. I don't know if that makes any sense, but like, you know how like you read some words and you're like, oh, you get a picture in your head?
Yeah,
it's like that, except I don't know what the picture looks like. Maybe I just sound insane. It's a cool song name
for sure. If you go to the track on the Bandcamp page, it also has the lyrics, and I think it's some space shit, which is also something we've heard a lot of lately. I find like space themed death metal is abounding in recent years. It's not a bad thing, because I feel like that's almost always like a cool spin on that. Oh, which reminds me, Spooky Mandarin mentioned that they would be doing a triple review of some space-themed DM stuff. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, same. Like, I generally like space-themed stuff. The only time I don't is when it's like space theme super technical death metal and it just kind of puts me to sleep a
yeah
bit.
That yeah I'm but yeah that, I've got issues all, got issues with that or space themed like stoner stuff is also iffy.
Yeah, because they've been doing that since like the 60s, right? Maybe not true, metal, yeah. But like, you know, it's like it's a bit played out, but like this is like the weird part of space, not Keep on Trucking or Keep on Galaxy Trucking or whatever it was. So
yeah
it's interesting. Like very much like a Cthulhu or whatever-esque type idea of space, maybe. No, it's cool. I really like this. And I should probably check Rotted Life's page more, because they're one of the labels that I don't check enough for stuff like this. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of... it's all maybe a little bit similar, but yeah, for some hard-hitting death metal that maybe, you know, doesn't stick with you forever, but that cool in the moment. Yeah, I'd recommend it.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. We're done.
That's it. We made it through our first one. Oh, shit.
Holy shit. It's been fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope it's fun to listen to as well. I hope I manage to edit this together in some acceptable fashion.
And I hope I don't vomit when I hear the sound of my own voice when I listen to it.
Oh, I mean, I'm gonna...
It's gonna happen anyway. So
yeah, I'm gonna send you a first version, and then you just tell me how I should distort it to make it better. Thanks for listening. Hope everyone has a nice day. And for now, we're out. Bye.
Bye, guys. Dewey.